so good to see you, Six Dream Drag again after all these years. They were great. What do you think, huh?
Spread my name around. I think I'll make a sense to the top. gonna study on a platform. Thank you.
Christmas is tough, but the rich will smoke to the wolves for a day's day. Tells in jars and shams, he's the horse he lay in bands. He came from the 29ers and didn't take a hole in the ground with the bottom of his face.
Thank you. So first of all, it's been too long since we've been in your area, and we apologize for that, but hopefully we're going to make that for it. Thank you so much for coming out. So I've ever run into an old friend that you haven't seen in a really long time, and you knew you missed him, but you didn't know how much you missed him until you ran into him. And then all of a sudden you heard him playing these beautiful songs, and it made you so happy. And it brought you back to a time so long ago when you were standing on the floor of the Star Bar in Little Five Points in Atlanta, Georgia. And it was May 25th, 1996. And I was standing on the floor of the Star Bar in Atlanta, Georgia, at Little Five Points. And I was standing next to Steve Earle. And Steve Earle had just kicked heroin around that time, so he was really big Steve Earle. He was a whole lot of Steve Earle. And I was standing next to him, and I was watching Six String Drag play. And they were up there, and they were on fire. They were so fucking good, and they had horns, and guitars, and basses, and drums, and hell, for all I know, they have choirs of angels sitting on their shoulder, doing cocaine off their earlobes, and singing in perfect harmony. But whatever it was fucking awesome, and I was standing there with tears rolling down my face because it was so fucking awesome and beautiful. And it's been a really long time since I've seen Six String Drag. And tonight I got to see him again, and I don't know about the angels and the cocaine, but the band was there and they kicked ass, and it was so awesome. So it's fun to see Six String Drag again, and I'm gonna play some more with them. So we're gonna take you back to 1996. This is the song I just written around the time of that night at the Star Bar watching Six String Drag. This is the very first Drive-By Trucker song. And I hope you all sing along. And we're gonna send this out to Kenny Roby. We're gonna send this out to Rob. We're gonna send this out to the Six String Drag folks, past and present. All of them are so fine. This song's called Bulldozers and Dirt. And we're gonna send it out to Tony Udex while we're at it. Back to Heavy Fire.
Bulldozers and dirt, bulldozers and dirt. What's your mom got in her shirt? I like to play and I like to work, but most of all I like bulldozers and dirt. I met your mom when I was 19. You couldn't be any more than three. She come stain y'all's color TV. Cops and they
go away for a while.
just from Alabama, Leroy Strump Race.
Which is which.
and the keyboards and guitar, doing double duty from Yonkers, New York, by way of Athens, Georgia, Sweet Baby Jay Gonzalez. And on the bass guitar from Jasper, Alabama, by way of Water Valley, Mississippi, Matt Patton. Better than that.
Thank you.
So in a couple weeks is my mama's birthday, and I think she's going to be 69. And my mama's just got engaged, and so I want to congratulate her. Anyone who says that old people can't learn how to get on the internet has never met my mama. My mama, she got on the internet and she found her a man, and he's a good man. His name's Jim. We like Jim a whole lot. Jim's a good man. Mama probably should have found the internet in 1960. It might have saved her a lot of trouble. Because Jim, they're well seated. It's a good couple. And we're awful happy for them. And my mama's lived in Florence, Alabama since she was 9 years old, my daughter's age. They moved from Hamilton, Ohio to Florence, Alabama. And they bought a mid-century modern house, back when those were the new houses, back in the mid-century. And I didn't think she'd ever leave, but she's now moving in with Jim in Arab, Alabama. They call it Arab there. Arab, Alabama. And but this song ain't about none of that. We're going to take you back in time 20 years ago this summer to a very different time in my mama's life and in my life and in real life, I'm sure, because it's been 20 years. It's been a long goddamn time. But we're going to send this out to my mama and Jim in Arab, Alabama, and may they have a long and happy life together. This is something I wrote for a wedding present for her second husband. Child support ran out. My mom was forced to go out and get a job. And I know I don't have to tell you up here, it's a mean, goddamn cruel world out there for a 50-year-old woman without no college education and no prior work experience. My mama, she worked one shit job after another just to pay the rent. But finally, fate or something led her to a place called R&D Trucking in Florence, Alabama. And they hired my mama as what they call a truck law daughter. Every Monday morning, she came out of all the truck drivers' logs. They've been going to do miles without sleep or something. Their job was to catch it before the DOT fined them. And there was this one truck driver. His name was Chester. And Chester was the biggest, meanest motherfucker at R&D Truck. Chester was about 350 pounds of pure muscle and gut. And Chester had the word Kim. Tattooed right there on his forearm. The legend has it one night back in Vietnam, Chester killed eight men in his sleep in order to escape from a POW camp. And now the Monday morning, my mama's calling that big sumbitch in her office and bitching him out. To find her one day, she's a snap. She starts spilling the top of her lungs, and she's saying, Chester! We don't want to catch you, don't want to call you in here and bitch at you. What gives? Chester just looked my mama right square in the eye. And he said, Jim, it's because I'm a bitch at me so sweet. And 6 months later to the day, my mom and Chester, they ran off to a tattoo studio. And he had peeled chains to jam. And then they eloped to a place called... We travel all over the world and we tell the story, and when we get to that part of the story, you can look at their eyes and tell they think I'm full of shit. There was no place called Pigeon Forge or Dollywood, is there? You're making that shit up, we're deaf southern rock singer. Is there a Pigeon Forge, Tennessee? Is there a Dollywood? No stronger than love really is like a butterfly. It's so easy to step on it and it leaves this weird old stain.
It carries this fire of roller coaster.
We're gonna send this song out to my mama. Our soon-to-be third husband, who I think might be the best match for her yet. This song is called 18 Wheels of Love and every motherfucking word's true.
I'm off the truck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
just call a lonesome resident. How hard it is to live without this. Cause I'm a simple man who sees a larger man while I'm a smarter man who would have been. Gospel and important by description. Six by nine, we count down one after the other, the whole world up and down the road, angry as the bus. From the sense of science itself, this all better be the shows. The better be the snow, cause it's tied to sense of snow. The ones that close their eyes and fall down to the ground and twitch like all the roses in the dark. So be it if they come to find out, figure it out just as easy as tonight, till there's day or night at all. Till what it takes to feel when things seem so far out of reach, they just plow the skin and ground the teeth and fall.
Verses, and that's when I want you to go. Y'all feel lucky? Thank you.
Mama can't stand the way you lay around all day. I lay here to help you on your way. Use your credit card and think this is so hard to live with all the whiteness you've obtained. Ooh. Up all your things and cut those apron strings and set out for a drastic change of scene. You hump it town to town and never let them down or take the time to ponder what it means. You climb up to the roof to smoke a few, to calm down from your day and soak the view. And you wonder what the hell you're gonna do. Right. So you close your eyes.
Dreams I still can see from the western sky.